சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 3 ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 14. அன்னாத் பவந்தி பூதானி பர்ஜன்யாதன்னசம்பவஹ யஜ்ஞாத் பவதி பர்ஜன்யஹ யஜ்ஞ கர்ம சமுத்பவஹ Lord Krishna presenting the Karma Yoga topic from different angles. Karma Yoga as a Chitta Shodhakam. It serves as a purifier of the mind. And Karma Yoga as an Yajna, one has to perform it as yajnam, and karma yoga has to be performed as one's own dharma, one's own duty. In this 14th shloka, Lord Krishna says, once you perform your duty with that attitude, karma yoga attitude. What is karma yoga attitude? Whatever action you perform, it is an offering to the Lord. The attitude of that person, whoever perform any action, that action is nothing but is an offering to Bhagavan. Mentally you offer, while doing you remember the Lord, that's all you have to do, nothing else. You remember the Lord when you are doing any action. I am offering this action to the Lord. This is called Ishvara Arpana Buddhina. Whatever result comes, I take it as a prasadam from the Lord. Both are invisible. These are only mental bhavana, attitude. When the result comes, either pleasant or unpleasant of your actions, you take it as a prasadam. You never question why this pleasant result or unpleasant experience coming in. You never question, because it is a prasadam from the Lord. There is a great relaxation in the mind. If you have this attitude, the unpleasant result will not disturb you much. I deserve it. This is my result, no? This is my own karma phalam. This is my own karma phalam. This bitter experience is my own karma phalam. I deserve it. I need it. I require. Why and I do not know. Bhagavan knows. So that bhavana I have to enjoy, entertain in the mind. Once I have this attitude, and further I have to grow. See, there is a one formula. Not going out of the situation, but growing in the situation. A karma yogi is one, never try to go out of the situation. Some people go to the temple, music programs or cinema somewhere. Why, you know, they want to go away from the problems in the family. கொஞ்ச நேரம் நிம்மதியாக இருக்கும், லெட் மீ கோ அவுட்னு, ஒரு 2 hours, 3 hours. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் கால்டு கோயிங் அவுட் ஆஃப் த சிச்சுவேஷன். மெனி பீப்புள் விசிட் டெம்பிள் ஃபார் தட் சேக் ஓன்லி, நாட் தே லவ் காட். கொஞ்சம் நிம்மதி, தே வாண்ட் டு பி அவுட் ஆஃப் தட் சிச்சுவேஷன், இஸ் கால்டு கோயிங் அவுட் ஆஃப் த சிச்சுவேஷன். திஸ் இஸ் நாட் த சொல்யூஷன். A Karmayogi is one who never tried to go out of the situation, but he is growing in the situation. He matured himself. The growing in the situation is very important. Never try to go out of the situation. Instead of going, growing is best. If you, it's a going attitude, you can never mature. You can never learn a lesson. You can never get a maturity. Manasika paripakvata won't come. If you are growing in the situation, you are getting a lot of experience, maturity, mental maturity. Okay. Now, in this sloka, look at this entire universe also as Bhagavan. Karma as yajnam, when you are doing your personal duties, that time you have yajna bhavana. Not only towards your duties, Krishna Paramatma says, look at the entire universe itself is Bhagavan. Every principle, the law in the creation is Ishvara. Rain is coming, it is Ishvara's order. Beings are born, Ishvara's order. The whole Srishti Chakram is Ishvara's order. Nothing is separate from the Lord. You enjoy at the Virat level, Samashti level. If you have that attitude, you will not resist the world. Never look at the world, it is hurting me. People are hurting me. This situation is hurting me. I never look at the world or people or things as they are inimical to me. I never look at them like that. On the other hand, I look at them as Ishvara and I have a devotion towards them. I develop devotion. That view has to come in this shloka. He says, may you understand, Arjuna, Bhutani annat bhavanti. How this entire creation is happening in that? How the beings are coming into existence? Do you know that? I don't know. May you know that now. See, he says, annat bhutani bhavanti. All beings are born out of annam. Annat means out of food. Out of food. Any form of food. Whatever those beings are taking, one being is having its own food. By taking that food, bhutani bhavanti. Bhavanti means jayante, born. Now we have to see this. Annat bhutani bhavanti. By taking food, beings are born. Appo food will become the cause, beings are come under effect. Food is the cause, beings are effect. In Sanskrit, if you want to say, food is known as karanam, beings are known as karyam. Product is always called as karyam in Sanskrit. Effect or product is known as karyam. We are all products of what? Annam. How na? My father took annam, my mother took annam, that food converted into retas. That retas, and when it is kept in the mother's womb, that bijam, fetus has taken place. Because of that, my mother taking food, that fetus is growing inside mother's womb. So we are all made out of annam. And we are growing out of annam only. So this is why this body is called Annamaya Kosha. We are born out of annam, parents' food. And out of food only we are growing also. therefore annad bhavanti bhutani. Clear, simple thing to understand, is it not? Then second, parjanyat anna sambhavaha. Where from this food is coming? From annam beings are born. But I am asking, where from this food is coming? Food ka karanam enna? Food is coming because of rain. Parjanyaha. Parjanyat anna sambhavaha. Annam, food is, we are getting because of rain. Good rains, when they come, we will get lot of grains. This is also clear. We need not need much explanation for this. When you get good rains, we get food. When you get food, all beings are born. Where from the rain is coming? Now you see, annam is the karanam for beings. Now, for annam, rain is the karanam. Rain is the cause or karanam. Then annam becomes what? When rain is the cause, annam becomes what? A product. Isn't that? Annam becomes a product. Annam means don't take rice only. Any food is out of rain only. Therefore, annam becomes food, will become the karyam, a product. Now you see, food is the product from the standpoint of rain. Food is the cause from the standpoint of human beings. Now food is what? Both the cause and effect. Clear? Are you following me? Food is the cause and effect. Cause from the standpoint of beings, effect from the standpoint of rain. Then how rain is coming? Parjanyat anna sambhavaha, annat bhavanti bhutani. So you have to draw a cycle, chakram. So beings are born out of annam. Annam is born out of rain. Rain is born out of what? Yajna sambhavaha. Parjanyaha yajnad bhavati. Rain comes out of yajnam. Once you perform yajnam, yagam, homam and all, rain comes. Yajnat parjanyaha bhavati. So now parjanyaha becomes what? Effect from the standpoint of yajnam. And from the standpoint of food, parjanyaha becomes parjanyana rain. Parjanyaha means rain. Rain becomes the cause from the standpoint of food. Rain becomes the effect from the standpoint of what? Yajnam. Yajna is the cause. Rain is the effect. Rain is the cause. Food is the effect. Food is the cause. Beings are the effect. Karya karana sambandhaha. So food is karyam and karanam. Rain is karanam and karyam. How yajna comes in? Karma samudbhavaha. Yajna is born out of, samudbhavaha means born out of karma, panchamaha yajnas. When we are doing daiva yajnam, pitri yajnam, rishi yajnam, manushya yajnam, bhuta yajnam, all comes under panchamaha yajnas. This is a type of action. It is a karma. So that karma is what? Yajnam, panchamaha yajnam. You do bhuta yajnam, kakak sapat potta, adhenna yajnam. Bhuta yajnam. From that yajnam only rain comes. Kaka kannam bho rain ki enna connection anna. You cannot see with your eyes. Shastra says, daiva yajnam, you do puja every day, it is called daiva yajnam. Because of that yajna, rain comes. Because of that rain, annam comes. Because of annam, beings are born. See the connection. Karma, yajna, parjanyaha, that vrishtihi, vrishti to annam, annam to beings. We are all born out of annam. Annam is out of rain, rain is out of yajna, yajna is out of karma. Who is doing karma? We are only doing. We are born from our own karma. Puriyartha ippo? We are all born out of our own karma. Our karma is the cause for yajna, yajna is the cause for rain. Rain is the cause for food, food is the cause for next beings. Now how we are born? This is the Srishti Chakram. Creation is a cycle. How do you know? Only through Shastra you come to know all this. So this is called cycle. Srishti in Artha. Next shloka we will read. This is called Dharma Chakram. Dharma Chakram. Srishti Chakram is called Dharma Chakram. Shloka number 15. 14, 15 and 16 shlokas are talking about that karma yoga to maintain the cosmic harmony in her. This is called cosmic harmony. If you want to get rains, you have to do yajnam. What yajnam? Panchamaha yajnam. Why we have to do panchamaha yajnam now? Because we want to get food. How you get food? Only rain, out of rain. How you get rain? Out of panchamaha yajna. Na panna matane chollakoodadu. Puriyudha? If you don't do panchamaha yajna, and the Somalia and the said no people, Africa, and how they are starving. Like that people has to starve. That's why India is a fertile land. No? A fertile land. From that Himalayas, there are so many aushadhis are there. Once the rain comes, from that aushadhis, a lot of herbal moolikas, no? Herbal, the mud comes out along with that river. And that's why India, everywhere rivers where they are flowing, the land is so fertile. Why they are fertile? No? They are coming from Himalayas. In Himalayas, there are many herbal plants. Because rain is falling there, and the rain coming from out of Himalayas, that water is carrying lot of nutrients. That only it is coming in. That's why it is fertile land. Why India is fertile land, many of us do not know. Because of Himalayas. There is a lot of herbal plants are there. That water comes and make the land fertile. At anywhere, any in the country, the land is fertile land. Nowhere in the world, these many types of dhanyams they are getting. Only in our country, only we are getting. So many fruits, so many types of dhanyam, lot of grains. No? Because of this chakram, Srishti chakram. Karma brahmodbhavam vidhi. Brahmakshara samudbhavam. Tasmat sarvagatam brahmam. Nityam yajne pratishthitam. Further, Lord Krishna continues, Srishti Chakram. Karma, where from this karma is born? Panchamaha yajnas are born out of what? Brahma Udbhavam. Brahma means Veda. From Veda they are born. Rishi Yajnam, Deva Yajnam, Pitri Yajnam, all these yajnas to be performed and said where? It is said in Vedas. Brahma Udbhavam. So, yajna is karma udbhavam, karma is Veda udbhavam. It is said in Vedas, that's why we are doing. But I have not read Vedas. You need not study Vedas, but your father, great grandfathers, they have practiced or you are practicing. You need not read directly that Veda where that yajna said. My parents did, my grandparents did, therefore I am doing. This is called Vriddha Vyavahara. In Pooja Swamiji's words, Dayananda Swamiji's words, if you want to say, Vriddha Vyavahara. We have never questioned why we have to do what we get. I need not question. My Tata did, therefore I am doing. My father did, therefore I am doing. My Kollu Tata did, therefore I am doing. Great grandfather did, I am doing. Why question? My elders did, I am doing. Vriddha Vyavahara. It goes next generations also. How they did? They come to know through Veda. Brahma Udbhavam. Karma Brahma Udbhavam. Brahma means Veda. Karma means here Satkarma. Righteous actions. Satkarma. Action is born out of the Veda. Where from this Veda has born? Now karma is the karma is the product. Karyam. What is the karanam for karma? Brahma. Veda. Okay? Not nirgunam Brahma. Brahma means Veda. Veda is the karanam. Who is the cause for Vedana? Akshara Samudbhavam. Brahma Akshara Samudbhavam. In 15th shloka, Karma Brahma Mudbhavam Vidhi. Hey Arjuna, may you know, may you understand. Therinjuka vendi vishayam appa, therinjukovanna. You have to know Vidhi. Karma Brahma Mudbhavam. Brahma Akshara Samudbhavam. Brahma or Veda is born out of the Lord. Akshara means Paramatma. Akshara means Paramatma. It is born out of Paramatma. How it is born? Veda born out of Paramatman. Just like you are breathing out, no? When the carbon dioxide coming out from your nose, nostrils, from the both nostrils, Veda came out, Nishvasitam. Bhagavan just breathe out. And the breathing out time, the Veda came out. Our moochikatha vitta, namma vitta carbon dioxide varu. Our moochikatha vitta, enna varu vanna, Veda comes in. Akshara samudhavan, akshara manna, chara rahitam manartham. Imperishable Paramatma, Purusha, Nishvasavat Samudbhavam. Just as the human being, the nostril in the air is coming like that from Bhagavan, just like that this Veda has come out. So therefore, Tasmat Sarvagatam Brahma. Brahma is, Veda is Sarvagatam, all-pervading. The all-pervading Veda. Why Veda is all-pervading? How do you know? Sarvartha prakashakatvat. Acharya says, Shankaracharya, Veda is all-pervading, no? Because of sarva-artha means all objects are available to you. This is so-and-so object, this is so-and-so object. How do you know? Because these names are already said in Veda. Sarva artha prakashakam. All names you come to know because of Veda. Because of Veda you come to know. All pervading Veda is ever rooted in Nityam Yajne Pratishthitam. This Veda is established in Yajna, sacrifice. This Veda is established in Yajna or sacrifice. So, Yajno Vai Vishnu. This Veda is born out of Aksharam Brahma Paramatma. Therefore, this Brahma Veda is always in Yajnam. When they are chanting Yajna, mantras they are chanting, Veda mantras they are chanting when they are doing Yajnam. And the mantras when they are chanting, that because of that yaga karma, yajna karma, the rain comes. Because of rain, food comes. Because of food, beings are born. All are connected. All are connected. Now, how we are born? Our Vedas, they are heard by our rishis. Since they are all pervading, they came out of God's just mouth, it came out. So, they are all pervading. The words of the sound is received by our rishis. To our ears, we cannot listen. We listen only all these sounds, like transmission centers. Some transmission centers, you know, they receive the sound from the atmosphere. Radio receive the sound from that transmission, from the air waves, you know. The waves are there in the air, they receive the sound. Even TV transmission centers, you see, they receive the sound and forms. Like that, our rishis are all like transmitting centers, you know. Because of their tapas, because of their power, mental power, they are able to listen the Veda mantras, which are all there in the cosmos. Already there in the cosmos. They listen that mantras and they chant those mantras when they are doing yajnam. Because of that mantra chanting in that yajna, because of that karma, yajna karma, rain comes. You require trust, lot of trust. Idella kaakandu bullu story maadhiri irukku. But this is the fact. Whether you understand or not, it is your problem. Shastra says this is the process. This is the logic. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhavaha. Yajna karmodbhavam vidhi nar. Karma akshara samudbhavam nar. So therefore, all these are interconnected. This is said in Manusmriti also. There is a one shloka. Agnau praptahutihi nar. Samyag aditya mupatishthate. Agnau praptahutihi. When you offer ghee in the fire, agnau praptahutihi. Ahuti, when you do oblation, what will happen? Agnau praptahutihi aditya mupatishthate. It goes to aditya, to the sun. Samyag aditya mupatishthate. It goes to that aditya. Aditya ne sun, Lord Sun, Surya Bhagavan. Then what will happen? Aditya jayate vrishtihi. From aditya, the Lord Sun, rain comes. Idu kuda explain pannanuma. How that water is going to that clouds because of sun rays. Sun rays suck the water from the ocean, extract the ocean and from the ocean, and it forms as a cloud and water bearing clouds. Because of that clouds, the vrishti, rain comes. That is why in the second line, aditya jayate vrishtihi. That is why we have to do namaskara, Suri namaskaram. Puriyarada? Vrishtihi illana annam irukkadu. Vrishti varanamanna Surya Bhagavan venum. Surya Bhagavanukku andha thanni eppadi grasp pannuvaranna, because of yajnam nar. Adityat praptahutihi samyag adityam upatishthate aditya jayate vrishtihi vrishter annam. Anna tatah prajanar. From annam prajaha. Said in Manusmriti also. Same thing Bhagavan is telling here. Therefore, we worship rain, we worship sun, we worship Vedas, we worship that yajnam, we worship everything. Because my survival is possible only because of annam. Annam is possible only because of rain. Rain is possible only because of yajnam. Yajnam is possible only because of Veda. Veda has to come from Paramatma. Therefore, everything is Paramatma. So not only you see God in the temple or in your puja room. We have to learn to see the same God in the external world also. Then only you can appreciate the world as Ishvara. You are appreciating God in the temple, Balaji temple or some Kapalishwara temple, some other temple. You appreciate God. Everyone appreciate God in the temple. You appreciate God in your puja room also. And your appreciation will be stagnated there. Suppose, what will happen? You are a great devotee. And you do lot of alankarana in your puja room. But when you come to that external world, door teranda, neighbor paathodane erichal varudena, kopam kopama varudena, gone your peace of mind, your tranquility, everything gone, even divinity gone, everything. When you see your neighbor, you are not able to accept. When you see it come further more outside and you look at the world as though it is troubling you in there. Why? What happened to that appreciation? Your appreciation is only confined to puja room or temple only. Why can't you appreciate that neighbor? Why can't you appreciate only problematic neighbor, but still appreciate that problematic neighbor also as Ishvara's manifestation? So very, very difficult. Otherwise, what will happen? And I love God. I love only my father, my mother, my children. That is also doubtful. Other than that, I cannot love anyone. I look at the world, the entire creation, as a full of complaints, problems. Then only I'll get, because of that, I'll get stress, tension, anxiety. Who is the loser? If my appreciation is confined only to my puja room, I'm not able to appreciate this cosmic harmony, dharma, the law and principle in this creation. I'm not able to see Ishvara in the world. Who is the loser? Ishvara is the loser? Never. I am only the loser. I am only in trouble always. Complaint, oh complaint, galore. Always complaints. I never complain on myself. My appreciation is, no, there is some block here. No. This is very easy. No? You appreciating your own God, your Ishta Devata, appreciating your family members. Anybody can do. Learn and grow how to appreciate the world. This is called cosmic harmony. Karma yoga as dharma. I cannot hate anybody. I cannot exclude anybody. Anything in this universe. Because everything is encompassed in the Ishvara's order. Everything is encompassed in the Ishvara's order, accommodated in the Ishvara's order. If I don't appreciate, I miserably suffer because of this world. I complain all the time. I will become a complaint box. I am so cozy to some people, some situation, something. But I am very much disturbed to certain situations, to certain people, some other objects. But a real karma yogi is one can never hate anything in the creation. If I am hating anything, means I am hating God and Artha. No, I never hate God. Yes, you are hating God. Because outside is also God, Ishvara. Karma yogi drishti is like this. He looks at everything as Ishvara. Srishti chakram, everything is Ishvara. Nothing is excluded. Therefore, he says, Tasma sarvagatam brahma nityam yagne pratishtitam. This Brahman, sarvagatam brahma, all-pervading Veda, is always there in that yajna. What yajna? Whenever you are doing karma yoga. Yajna means not only Homakunda place is yajna. Even this place is called yajnam. Why? You know? Your attitude is different. Your bhavana is different. So every action you have converted into yajna, this action of listening, no? You are doing shravanam. This also must be what? Yajnam. Once I convert every action into yajna, once I convert every action into yajnam, this action of listening is also action. This listening also must be what? Yajnam. therefore nityam yagne pratishthitam annaru. This tasma sarvagatam brahma veda nityam all the time yagne pratishthitam. Ippudu inge vedam iruka illaya, it is in this place. Yajnam. This is Yajna Sthana. Therefore, there is a Veda. Because that Veda is born out of Paramatma, it is not separate from Paramatma. Therefore, wherever Yajna is taking place, there Veda is there. Wherever there is Veda, there is Aksharam Brahma. Akshara Samudrava means Paramatma Samudbhavam. Inga Paramatma irukkara illaya? Irukkar. Endha roopathil irukkar? யக்ன ரூபம்ல இருக்கார். யக்ன இப்போ என்ன ரூபம்ல இருக்கு? ஸ்ரவண ரூபம்ல நடந்துட்டு இருக்கு. இப்படி பார்க்கணும். வாட் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் நவ்? யூ ஆர் லிசனிங். லிசனிங் இஸ் அன் ஆக்ஷன். சின்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஏ கர்மயோகி, யூ ஆர் கன்வெர்ட்டிங் ஆஃபரிங் திஸ் ஸ்ரவண கர்ம டு வாட்? லார்ட். யூ ஹாவ் டு ஆஃபர் எவ்ரி ஆக்ஷன் டு லார்ட். This Shravana Karma, this Shravanam, what you are doing, the listening is called Shravanam. I hope so. You are all doing Shravanam now? Huh? Shravanam? It is a karma. If you offer this Shravana Karma to Lord, it will become what? Karma Yoga. So once it becomes a Karma Yoga, this becomes an Yajna. And the Yajna is there. What is there? Brahma is there. Veda is there. So this Bhagavad Gita is a Smriti Grantha, which is an essence of Upanishad. Upanishad is an essence of Veda. Now, inga Veda mirka illiya? Veda mirka. Veda mirkara edathila yaar irupanga? Aksharam Brahma, Paramatma. So here Paramatma is there or not? Paramatma is there. In what form? In this Yajna form. In this Shravana form he is there. Totally your vision has to be changed. Perspective change. This is called perspective change or cognitive change. Pooja Swami word is cognitive change. You can call it as perspective change. You have to change your vision. Everything is intact. How you look at it depends on that. Next shloka. That is why we chant all the time, Kale Varshat Parjanyaha Prithivi Sasya Syadini Deshoyam Kshobharahitaha Brahmana Santu Nirbhayaha. Kale Varshat Parjanyaha, let there be a rain in right time. Kale Varshat Parjanyaha, winter varadana, winter after gone, summer gone, rainy season has come, monsoon has come, rain has to come. Kale Varshat Parjanyaha. What will happen? Prithivi sasya syalini. Once rain comes, the land, earth will become sasya syalini, fertile. Once the land is fertile, you get lot of grains, food, everything. What will happen? Deshoyam kshobharahitahanar. The entire country, the universe will become free from kshobham. Kshobha means what? Drought. It is free from famine. Kshobharahitahanar. Brahmana Santu Nirbhayaha, let the noble people, good people, Mahatmas be happy. All dharmis must be protected. Brahmana Santu Nirbhayaha, all noble people should live without fear. These are all slokas, prayers are wonderful prayers. Every day morning we have to chant. அப்புறம் காரீரி யாகம், மலத்துக்காக அவங்க வந்து உட்கார்ந்து they are doing யாகம். None of us pray every day. If you kale varshat parjanyaha, kale varshat parjanyaha sonna mala penjum appadi inda thanni problem eppadi varum? Chennai lo buying water, or can water 60 rupees enna theriyadhu evlo paapam pandromo ani enna nalla chant panna prayer sonna prayers always works. No, we have to do prayer. This sloka especially, Kale Varshat Parjanyaha, let there be rain in time, correct time. Every day, everyone we have to chant that rain comes. There is no problem, water problem. There is no water problem. No water scarcity in there. We have to kenji kekana, Krishna water varuma, Kaveri water varuma. We have to beg pannanam. We are all busy in seeing serials, cinemas, cricket. Who says Kale Varshad Parjanyaha? That's why we are all starving. Drinking water, also polluted water we are getting. Why? Because our mind is, you know, kalmasham ayadudhu. Kalmasham ennartham, we are not doing any yajnam. Just chanting prayer is also yajnam. Kale Varshad Parjanyaha. Prithivi sasyashalini nar deshoyam kshobharahitaha. And the water scarcity has come means there is a lot of pollution in artham. How water scarcity comes? Why it is coming? Are we lacking any rivers? Are we lacking rains? Why? We don't know how to organize properly. So therefore, this is the duty of everyone. We should know that cosmic harmony to be maintained by not one person, everyone. And they want to churn the clouds. Rain varano anje churning the clouds. Churning the clouds enna theriyumo, and the helicopter la poi and the water bearing clouds mele edho they will sprinkle some edho phosphate or ammonium edho poduva. Adu potta unne and the rain has to, cloud has to pass and shower the waters. அது எங்கே போய் கரெக்டாக அந்த சமுத்திரத்தில் போய் விடும்னா மேதோ மதனம், மேக மதனம், திஸ் இஸ் கால்டு மேக மதனம்னார். மேக மதனம்னா ஆல் மேகம் யூ கேன் நாட் டூ மதனம். அந்த வாட்டர் பேரிங் கிளவுட்ஸ் ஓன்லி யூ கேன் டூ, யூ ஹாவ் டு சேர்ன். அவனு போய் ஹெலிகாப்டரில் போய் எதுக்கு சேர்ன் பண்ணணும்? த்ரூ ப்ரேயர் வை காண்ட் வி சேர்ன்? சேண்ட் எவ்ரி டே, லேர்ன் ஸ்லோகாஸ், ரைட் டவுன் அண்ட் and then chant every day. Next shloka.
Evam pravartitam chakram nanu vartayati hayah aghayurindriyaramah மோகம் பார்த்த சஜீவதி.
Now Lord Krishna is presenting another type of people. Evam pravartitam chakram na anuvartayati yaha. Whoever is not following this chakram. Chakram means what? Not doing karma yoga. No, only selfishly person living, only people are doing karma. Karmiya irundhu karma yogam pannamal irundhana karmi enna, in whose actions Bhagavan is not involved. He is doing actions, doing all actions, but only for selfish ends. Naam iruvar namakkoruvar. Nucleus enna ellame confinement. That selfishness, that is called kevala karma. A karma yogi is one who accommodates everyone. He loves everyone. Sharing, accommodating everyone, loving everyone, respecting everyone. So seeing the dharma, Bhagavan, remembering Bhagavan, he is called karma yogi. Offering everything to Bhagavan. His own greatness. I am very healthy, happy and by God's grace. I am so healthy because of I am going to gym. I am so healthy because of this and that and by God's grace. I am saved, I am protected by God's grace. My Guru's grace, my parents' grace. So therefore, evam pravartitam chakram yaha na anuvartayati, he who does not follow in this life this cosmic cycle, dharma chakram. He who does not follow this cosmic cycle and anartham, he who is not doing any deva yajnam, rishi yajnam, pitru yajnam, manushya yajnam and what, bhuta yajnam, not doing anything. Daily you have to feed some other beings. Adigda, when you put kolam in front of your house with arasimav, all the ants will come and eat. Without your knowledge, you are doing bhuta yajnam. And the cows, once they come, squirrels and all, they eat that. No? Swamiji always criticized whoever put muggumavu. No? And the kallu, no? That muggumavu, and those days muggumave kadiyadu, arisimavu da. Swamiji romba kovam. Yaravadu, if nama enna pandravanna, either we put stickers daily, who will bend? Inno pesina, when you put the column, when you bend down, lot of blood circulation comes to the head region. You are doing padahastasanam. Ama? Padahastasanam, bending, your hastas are going towards pada, is called padahastasanam. Once you put column, you are doing padahastasanam. They are all involved there. That's why kolam maavanna only arisi maavu da kolam podano. Ammo andalavu karisha swamini anna. Enna poduvenna? Muggu maavu anna. Adi podakoodadhu amma idhu podanum anna. So stickers okay you can stick, but main entrance la every day. Now you cannot see in the cities. In the kolam podadhu palakkame pochu. Enna flats no? Naa edhukku podano? Adhu edhukku podano nu cheppu. And the servants vandu chalk piece vechittu poittuva. அது கூட ரேர், அது கூட கிடையாது நிறைய வீட்டில். இங்கே போய் ஃப்ளாட்ஸ் எல்லாம் பாருங்க, நோ அந்த மங்களமான ஒரு கோலமே இருக்காது. ஏன்னா நாட் மை ஹவுஸ் நோ அண்ட் எவ்ரிபடிஸ் ஹவுஸ், இட்ஸ் லைக் எ லாட்ஜிங் மாதிரி. ஹூ வில் புட் கோலம்? அதே இண்டிவிஜுவல் ஹவுஸ் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் கோலம் இஃப் புட், வாட் ஏ கலா இட் கம்ஸ். மங்களமாக இருக்கும் அந்த வீடு பார்த்தாலே. என்ன ஹவ் டு புட் த கோலம்னாரு, ஹவ் டு புட் கோலம். So this is called Dharma Chakram. Bhuta Yajnam is starting now. Whoever is not putting column, not doing Bhuta Yajnam. Then Atithi Yajnam, whenever guests comes, you have to invite them, you have to respect them. And service to the humanity, service to the people. At least once in a week, once in a month, you have to serve the elders. Go to hospital or patients. Serve pandlame, help pandlame. If you are not able to serve others, serve it your family members at least. We have to serve. Namake servants irka, namma yaarukku serve panna porom. We are all depending on servants. So service to the humanity. And Pitru Yajnam, Shraddha Karma, Pitru Tarpanam, Amavasya Amavasyaku Tarpanam pandrathu. And chanting, everyday chanting, Rishi Yajnam. எவ்ரிடே சாண்டிங், பாராயணம் பண்ணணும் மார்னிங் அண்ட் ஈவினிங். என்ன இப்போ டிவி வந்ததுக்கப்புறம் நமக்கு டைமே இல்லை இதெல்லாம் பண்ணுறதுக்கு. வி ஆர் ஸோ பிஸி. ஸோ இந்த ரிஷி யக்னம் சாண்டிங் பாராயணம் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். அண்ட் தேவ யக்னம் மார்னிங் அண்ட் ஈவினிங் பூஜா வி ஹாவ் டு டூ. ஹூ எவர் இஸ் நாட் ஃபாலோயிங் ஆல் திஸ் பஞ்சமஹா யக்னாஸ், அட்லீஸ்ட் ஒன் ஆர் டூ, ஆல் ஃபைவ் பண்ணலன்னா கூட மூணு ரெண்டாவது பண்ணணும், ஒன்றாவது பண்ணணும்னு. அதையும் பண்ணலன்னா கிருஷ்ண பரமாத்மாக்கு ரொம்ப கோபம் வந்தது. இப்போ பாருங்க, யஹா ஏவம் பிரவர்த்தித்தம் சக்கரம் ந அனுவர்த்தயதி, ஹூ இஸ் நாட் ஃபாலோயிங் பிரவர்த்தித்தம் மீன்ஸ் விச் இஸ் இனிஷியேட்டட் பை மீ தி லார்ட். இட் இஸ் இனிஷியேட்டட் பை மீ, இட் இஸ் கிவன் பை மீ இன் த வேதா. ஹூ இஸ் நாட் ஃபாலோயிங் ஏவம் இன் திஸ் மேனர் அகாயுஹு இந்திரியாராமஹா. அகாயுஹு மீன்ஸ் ஹீ இஸ் எ சின்ஃபுல் பர்சன். அகம் மீன்ஸ் பாபம். அகாயுஹு மீன்ஸ் பாப ஜீவனம். ஆயுஹு மீன்ஸ் ஜீவனம், லைஃப். அகம் மீன்ஸ் பாபம், பாப ஜீவனம். ஹீ இஸ் லிவிங் ஏ சின்ஃபுல் லைஃப்னு அர்த்தம். நான் ஒன்றும் பாப்பம் பண்ணலையே, என்ன என்ன பாப்பம் பண்ணணும், இதெல்லாம் விட்டுட்டியே போதுமே, வேறு என்ன பாப்பம் பண்ணணும். பீப்புள் சே ஐ ஹவ் நெவர் டன் எனி சின்ஃபுல் ஆக்ஷன். யூ நீட் நாட் டூ எனி சின்ஃபுல் ஆக்ஷன், யூ ஹாவ் ஒமிட்டட் வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ. திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரத்யவாய பாப்பம் வந்தாச்சுன்னு அர்த்தம். ஒமிஷன் அண்ட் கமிஷன், பண்ணக்கூடாதது பண்ணுறது, பார்க்கக்கூடாத இதெல்லாம் அட்வர்டைஸ்மெண்ட்ஸ் எல்லாம் பார்த்து பார்க்கக்கூடாதெல்லாம் பார்க்குறது, அது கமிஷன். இது ஒமிஷன், பண்ண வேண்டியது பண்ணாமல் இருக்கிறது ஒமிஷன். யூ ஆர் ஒமிட்டிங் அன்னமாட்ட, யூ ஆர் நாட் டூயிங். அண்ட் கமிஷன், யூ ஆர் கெட்டிங் எக்ஸ்ட்ரா பாப்பம். நாட் டூயிங், பை நாட் டூயிங் யூ ஆர் கெட்டிங் பாப்பம். அண்ட் டூயிங் வாட் ஷுட் நாட் பி டன் யூ ஆர் கெட்டிங் பாபம். போதுமா, ரெண்டு பக்கமாக பாபம் வந்து சேர்றதுன்னு. அகாயுஹு இந்திரியா ராமஹ, இந்திரியா ராமஹம்னு அப்போவே தெரியுமா கிருஷ்ண பரமாத்மாக்கு. டிவி வரப்போகிறது கலியுகத்தில், லாட் ஆஃப் ப்ரோக்ராம்ஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் டு கம், லாட் ஆஃப் சேனல்ஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் டு கம், அண்ட் மார்னிங் டு டில் நைட் 24 hours பிக்சர்ஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் டு கம், பீப்புள் ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஃபர்கெட் ஆல் பஞ்சமஹா யக்னாஸ். அவருக்கு தெரியும் முன்னாடி அகாயுஹு இந்திரியா ராமஹ, ரெவலிங் இன் சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ் ஆல் த டைம். என்ன சாப்பிட்லாமா, என்ன என்ஜாய் பண்ணலாமா, எந்த ஹோட்டலுக்கு போகலாமா, ஈவினிங் சண்டே சாட்டர்டே வந்தால் எங்கே ஹோட்டலுக்கு போய் சாப்பிட்லாம், எதுக்கு ஹோட்டலுக்கு போய் சாப்பிட்ணும், வீட்டில் சாப்பிடக்கூடாதா என்ன, வீட்டில் எப்பவுமே பொண்ணுண்ணிருக்கோம் இல்லையா, அங்கே சாப்பிடணுமா, அதுக்கப்புறம் நெக்ஸ்ட் டே வாமிட்டிங்கு மோஷன்ஸு தேவையா. ஐ மெட் ஒன் ஃபேமிலி தேர் டெல்லிங் ஆல் வெண்ட் அவுட் இட் சீம்ஸ், எவ்ரிபடி டுக் மாசா ஆனால் அந்த ஏதோ ட்ரிங்க்ஸ் அண்ட் தே ஆல் ஃப்ளாட் என்னென்ன, எல்லாருக்கும் மோஷன்ஸு, ஸ்டமக் பெயின், சிவியர் ஸ்டமக் பெயின், ஈவன் ஃப்ரம் கிட்ஸ் அண்ட் மோட்ஸ் எல்டர்ஸ் ஆல் ஆர் சஃபரிங்கண்ணா. என்ன ஆச்சுன்னா, வி ஹாவ் ட்ராங்க் இந்த மாசான்ண்ணா, எதுக்கு, திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் இந்திரியா ராமஹான்னார், சென்ஸ் ப்ளஷர்ஸ், ஜாலி ஜாலியாக இருக்கணும், அப்பப்போ அவுட்டிங்கு போய் ஏதாவது சாப்பிட்ணுண்ணா. இந்திரியா ராமஹ இந்திரியைஹி ஆராமணம் ஆரமணம் பண்ணார். ஸோ தே ஆர் என்ஜாயிங் சென்ஸ் ப்ளஷர், சென்ஷுவல் சின்ஃபுல் பர்சன் ஆஸ் வெல் அஸ் சென்ஷுவல் பர்சன் அர்த்தம். சென்ஷுவல்னா இந்திரியா ராமஹ. மோகம் ஜீவதி, தேர் லைஃப் இஸ் யூஸ்லெஸ் அர்த்தம். தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் லிவிங் லைக் தட், காவோ பிவோ மஜா கரோ, காவோ பிவோ மஜா கரோ, பை சோ மெனி ட்ரெஸ்ஸஸ், பை சோ மெனி திங்ஸ், அண்ட் ஈட் அண்ட் ஸ்லீப் என்ஜாய். மோகம் ஜீவத் தே ஆர் ரியல்லி லிவிங் யூஸ்லெஸ்லி இன் வெயின் அர்த்தம். வியர்த்தம் விரதா ஜீவனம், பர்டன் டு சொசைட்டி, தே ஆர் பேர்டன் டு சொசைட்டி, நாட் ஓன்லி சொசைட்டி, பேர்டன் டு பூமாதா. பூமாதா நினைப்பா, இவனா என்னோட பையனா அனு நினைப்பா அந்த பூமாதா. பூமாதா ஆல்சோ அன்ஹாப்பி வித் தட் பர்சன், ஆல்வேஸ் ரெவலிங் இன் சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ், நாட் நோயிங் டூயிங் கர்மயோகா, நோ ரெஸ்பெக்ட் டு சாஸ்திரா, நோ ரெஸ்பெக்ட் டு எல்டர்ஸ், நோ ரெஸ்பெக்ட் டு பித்ருஸ், நோ ரெஸ்பெக்ட் டு ஈவன் அதர் பீயிங்ஸ், ஈவன் ட்ரீஸ், தே ஜஸ்ட் கட் 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 ட்ரீஸ்னா அப்படியே இடிச்சிடுவா. கொஞ்சம் கூட இடம் இருக்கக்கூடாது, ஏன்னா அங்கே இன்னொரு ரூம் போட்டுக்கலாம் இல்லையோ, அந்த ரூம் போட்டால் கொஞ்சம் ரெண்ட் வரும் இல்லையோ, அந்த ரெண்ட் வந்து ஐ கேன் கெட் மணி, வித் தட் மணி ஐ கேன் என்ஜாய். நோ பிளேஸ் டு எனி ட்ரீ ஆல்சோ, பட் ட்ரீ இஸ் நாட் தேர் வேர் ஸ்குரில் கேன் கம், வேர் பேர்ட்ஸ் கேன் கம், தே கே நாட் கம் அண்ட் சிட் இன் யுவர் ரூம், யூ டோன்ட் அலோவ். வென் யூ கட் த ட்ரீ யூ கே நாட் லிசன் த பேர்ட்ஸ் சிர்பிங் சவுண்ட், இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள், யூ கே நாட் லிசன் தட் குயில் சவுண்டு, இந்த கோயில் இருக்கு இல்லையோ அந்த சவுண்டு, யூ கேன் நாட் லிசன் அந்த கோயில் சவுண்டு, பேர்ட்ஸே வரலன்னா பூத யக்னம் என்ன பண்ண முடியும், சுவாமி எங்கே சுவாமி பூத யக்னம் பண்ணுறது, வீட்டில் எல்லாம் டிடிடி போட்டு இந்த அதெல்லாம் பண்ணது ஆண்ட்ஸ் வராது, ஆண்ட்ஸ் வராது, காக்ரோச் வராது, ஒன்றுமே வராது, அந்த லிசர்டு கூட இருக்குமா இருக்காதா டவுட்டு வீட்டில். ஸோ எங்கே பூத யக்னம், எங்கே மனுஷ யக்னம் இருக்குது, பண்ணவே முடியாது. ஏ செல்ஃபிஷ் பர்சன் இருக்கிற இடத்துல திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் நாட் பாசிபிள்னு. So therefore, that's why Swamiji says, when you are mosquito sucking your blood, you are doing some blood donation. Paravala and vidu ani solraru Bhagavan Swamiji. Eppadi avu nee kudukamaate blood donation, you don't allow any being to come. Okay, mosquito somehow it comes and it sucks your blood, you are doing blood donation. Appadi avu bhoota yagnam nadandirukke, namakku ariyaamale bhoota yagnam nadandirukke anna. So, agham, mogham jeevati, he is living uselessly, without any benefit to the society. Dharma chakram he is not following. Therefore, hey partha, this is what people are doing, what to do. Next, this is called a private world. This person always lives in his own world, always subjective. He never bother about the objective world. ப்ரைவேட் வேர்ல்டு, அதுக்காள் ப்ரைவேட் வேர்ல்டு, அவனுக்கு என்னமோ, எனக்கு என்ன வேணும், என்ன வேணும், என்ன வேணும், ஸோ அதுலேயே இருப்பானே தவிர He can never mix with the people. So this is called a subjective world. Next shloka, 17th shloka. Now he gives karma yoga phalam. Now you can say world is dukkha hetu or sukha hetu. World is a dukkha karanam or sukha karanam, and how you look at it. World is Ishvara. Isha vasyamidam sarvam. World is Ishvara. Bhagavan created the world. Bhagavan is pervading in the world. Why world is giving problem to me? It is dukkha karanam, and because you are not a karma yogi. That's why you think the world is dukkha karanam. For a karma yogi, world is sukha karanam, sukha hetu. He loves the world. He never struggled to be inside the home. He is always look at as homely and chulvanya, feeling homely. The entire Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam and Cholanam. Vayam Panchadhika Shatam, Dharmaraja says, we are all 105 and Cholva. Dharmaraja says, we are not 5 Pandavas. How many brothers and Keta in Chulatrimo? Dharmaraja, Yudhishthirana, we are 105 brothers and Chuluva. This cantankerous Duryodhana Vichinde, Dushyasana, we are 105 and Chuluva. They are my brothers only, no? Like that, we have to see the entire world is my own family. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, and Bhavan Irkana. That mind expansion is required, no? A selfish person can never be a karma yogi. A selfish person can never attain jnana. A selfish person can never attain moksha. And the selfishness pohanam. Therefore, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, it is said, Tadetam Vedana Vachanena Brahmana Vividishanti Yagnena Danena Tapasa Anasyakenan. Yagnam, Danam, Tapasi, Della Pandanam. People get a lot of Dana Gunam, Tyaga Gunam. They are fit for knowledge. Tyaga Gunam illadavanake Jnanam varad. Yagnena Danena Tapasa Anasyakenan. Without any asha. 4422 of Brihadaranyakam, very important mantra. That's why we have to respect Veda. Rishi Yajna vanna enna? Respecting Veda. Sahasra Hitaishini Mata. Veda is equal to thousands of mothers. Sahasra Hitaishini enna. One mother, how she take care of? Veda is equal to Sahasra Hitaishini. Thousand mothers, equal to thousand mothers. Bhagavad Gita is equal to thousand mothers. And the Patrupa Pustakam Vangarathuku nama kashtapadrom. Hundreds of mothers equal, no? Each one Bhagavad Gita equal to thousands of mothers. How much you have to spend to that Bhagavad Gita? Anjurupa vichu Bhagavad Gita vanga mudiyadu, Patrupa vichu vanga mudiyadu. Not only vangarathu, vangi ellarku kudukkanum. I have to buy and give as a gift to everyone, whomever you see. Such a Veda is in your hands. In this shloka, karma phalam Bhagavan gives, that is called Jnana Yoga. What is the phalam of karma yoga? Na Jnanam. You come to Jnana Yoga. Yastvat marati revasyat. Atma truptascha manavaham.
Atma truptascha manavaham.
Atman evacha santushtaham.
Atman evacha santushtaham.
Tasya karyam na vidyate.
Tasya karyam na vidyate.
Instead of reveling in one's own pleasures, sense pleasures, once a person becomes a karma yogi, performs all panchamaha yajnas, and he gets chitta shuddhi, mind is purified, he gets jnana yogyata, and he studies shastra, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad systematically, committed to the study, and he gets jnanam, that time he gets the jnana phalam also. He revels or she revels in Atma. Instead of reveling in the local serial, he revels in one's own Atma. How? Yaha tu atmaratihi eva. In the tu is to exclude that previous shlokalam indriya ramahan. Ipo vandhi, but however, this person who is following karma yoga, that person is karmi. Previous shlokala karmi. Aghayuhu indriya ramaha moham. Mogham jivati ennar. Anal innuru person irkane karma yogi who is attending Bhagavad Gita class Wednesday, Wednesday. That person. Inga patita cholrar Bhagavan. Yaha atmaratihi evasyat. Because of this karma yoga, because of respect towards Vedas, Bhagavan and the society and this entire creation, this person attained jnanam, he revels in Atman. Atmaratihi evasyat. Revel in Atma and get contentment, satisfaction. Atmatruptascha manavaha. No dissatisfaction at all. No inadequacy at all. He is content, happy, satisfied. In what? Atmaniyeva. Atmatruptaha. Atmaniyeva cha santushtaha. He is always happy, jovial, na? Enjoying, always bloomy face. Na? Because of what? Atmaniyeva santushtaha. Because he has understood that Atma Swarupam. Always truptaha. And always with the santosha, happiness, and always reveling in Atma, not reveling in anything. He is always reveling in this, in his own spirit, in his own Atma. He doesn't require any other spirit outside. People are enjoying no outside spirit, and the spirit. But even if andha madri thevaye illa, eppovume anandama irupa. Onnum illamale. He is very happy, you know, this person. Triptascha manavaha santushtaha tasya karyam na vidyate. Yavaniki nu pannavendiya karmave kadiyadu. He is already accomplished in artham. Because of karma yoga, because of upasana yoga, he come to jnana yoga, he attained jnanam, he attained moksha. Then what? He need not do anything. Nothing is remaining for him to perform, and because he is already accomplished person. Hey Arjuna, he is an accomplished person. He need not do anything. Tasya karyam, pandavendiya karma. Avanukku pandavendiya karma na vidyate, irukkave irukkadu. Analum, even though he need not do for his sake or her sake anything, but still they are active. For what sake? For loka sangraha. That he is going to say in the next shloka. We will see later.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi. Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi. Om.